My name is Sarah Hibasi. I'm of Moroccan descent, born in Saudi Arabia, and grew up all over Canada and then the Middle East.
So that's what it is. Toronto?
Montreal.
Ah.
Quebec all the way.
Bien sûr que je parle français.
Mais j'en speak no French.
I speak French, English, Arabic, and Spanish.
Okay, so it's the mash of languages that was catching me off. Like, I was like, where are you from? That's why I love it. Okay, so like, okay, the questions I ask everybody.
Yes, tell me.
How do you define ethnicity?
I would say where your parents are from.
Yeah.
But also, like, it's also obviously influenced from, like, where you grew up and everything. Yeah. But I think where your parents are from and the culture you have in your home, where you grew up, is what influences it the most.
And then how would you define your ethnicity, just as you, as Sarah?
I always call myself a citizen of the world. But
love
to
it.
Make it short, I just say I'm Moroccan.
Yeah.
Because it's a long story.
Yeah. And nobody likes a long story.
For sure.
And then, so how long have you been here in Dubai?
2 years.
2 years.
I'm going to head back.
Yeah, let's go.
It's okay. Take care of
time. No,
I'll be in the room. So
all right. I'll meet you in the room. All right. That's our marketing director.
Oh.
She's a girl boss. She makes magic happen.
I love it. So one thing I do love, so I've worked in marketing for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
Women...
Wait, 20 years?
Oh, I'm 38.
You look 18.
Ah! And that's the end of the podcast. The thing for me is, it's like, for a woman, what does it feel like when you're here in Dubai?
It's, honestly, I've lived in Canada, I've been to the US many times, like New York, Miami, Washington, D.C., California, like L.A., like name it.
Yeah.
Europe, like Barcelona, Paris, whatever. And the only place I feel the safest is like places like Dubai. Like I can walk around 4 a.m. and no one will ever talk to you.
And keep in mind, she's dressed very tastefully. I want to wear this dress.
For the hotel.
Yeah, no, she looks great, but I'm like, I feel the same. It's just like, there is no...
It is so safe.
And if I may speak my part as an American, like, you worry every day if you're going to get shot at a grocery store.
Like, in Europe, I feel that same sense of, like, am I going to get stabbed? Is there going to be, a bombing or whatever? And so, and, like, here is one of the last places in the world where you can feel absolutely completely safe.
One thing I loved about coming here after being in Europe and being American was that, like, somebody said 85% of the people in Dubai
are foreigners. And it's absolutely amazing. And the fact that everyone just lives together, there's just this common ground of we're all just here to, you know, make a life for ourselves and live together and
travel.
It's an interesting thing. Like, just the mesh, especially now, I feel like the more we advance into the future, the more like generations and ethnicities is kind of mixed together, and it's so interesting to see. You've got like second, third generation of like mixed race people, and
right.
It's just so interesting. You get to just be friends with people from all over the world, and it's such a wealth that you wouldn't get anywhere.
Sigh relief. That's why I was just like, it's amazing.